WMUC, College Radio in College Park.
Yo, this is Douglas from Tagabow, and you're listening to WMUC-FM College Park.
Hello, hello, everybody. Like they're saying, this is WMUC Digital College Park. It is 3 p.m. It is Monday, and that means it's a still be time. But before we get to that, of course, we have to play our message for you today.
Won't you say? Hey, radio listeners. Do you like music? How about business? Come check out the Maryland Music Business Society. Thursdays at 7 in Van Munching Hall. Like us on Facebook at Terp Music for more details.
Just to make sure it's out there.
All right. So, again, welcome to today's episode of A Still Beat. It is the 11th episode of the semester, which is kind of crazy to think about that it's been this long. And, I mean, we only have a few weeks left before my freshman year is up, before the first run of A Still Beat is up. And honestly, it looks like this might be my last semester on Ditch. I was supposed to move to FM this semester, actually, but I really wanted a safe harbor time, because obviously a lot of the songs that I play are explicit, so I would really need a safe harbor time. Thankfully, I think I'll be able to get that next semester, and the time will be changing for Zilby, which is pretty exciting, but I'll try to keep it on Mondays. But it might be any day of the week. Just know that it'll likely be after 10 p.m. Just so, if those of you who don't know, after 10 p.m., that's when the FCC basically allows you to play explicit music on broadband FM radio. So, you learned something new today. Anyway, today on our episode, we're kind of just going to be talking a little bit about Coachella. Obviously, it's like one of the biggest music festivals in the world, probably the biggest in terms of news coverage and all that, but that's debatable if that's because of the music or because of the influencers or what have you. But just know, I actually really enjoyed this year's Coachella lineup, and I thought the lineup also delivered when it came to their performances this past weekend. And so today, I'm just going to be going over, talking about some of the favorite performances that I watched and playing some of their songs. A lot of these people don't have live versions of their songs, and that's okay. Like, there's literally only one live recording on here. And I mean, I could have had another one, but it was K-pop, and I feel like their live recordings aren't really usually the best. So I just have one live recording today. But yeah, let's start off. I'm going to pull up the Coachella schedule. Even though I have it in front of me, I like to be able to talk about it in order. So yeah, Friday, a lot of people thought Friday was the best day. I agree. Friday is definitely the best day in terms of like diversity in what you would like to listen to. And for a lot of people, Friday started off with a bang, and that was with Slater. Obviously, her album, Worst Girl in America, had just come out like 2-3 weeks ago, and it's one of the best albums of the year, point blank period. One of the best examples of that kind of new age electropop that we're kind of getting, not just from her, but from other artists, especially female artists. You know, you've got your Underscores, your Tiffany Days, your all that jazz. But she put on a great show at what I believe is the smallest stage at Coachella. I want to say, no, is Mojave the smallest stage? I actually don't know. But she had a 3 o'clock set time, and it was packed. It was insane. The energy was nuts. And then obviously she played songs off her album, and her album's pretty great. I actually don't remember. I don't recall if the song I chose today was on her it was, but this is my favorite song off the album. Super fun track. So starting off, A Still Be Cella for today, we have Saint Loser by Slater. I think about you.
think about me every single day. I think about you. Do you think about me? 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 Do you think
Again, that was Saint Loser by Slater. And I mean, goodness, the vocals at the end of that song is just nuts. And then obviously that kind of sound just translates perfectly live, especially with a good crowd that Slater had, thankfully. Speaking of great crowds, this next artist is one that I really got jealous of people seeing. Obviously, as a Filipino person, Binny is like pretty much the face of our music industry right now. You know, they're easily the biggest P-pop group out there. And even though a lot of people have kind of given up on them, especially since they've kind of strayed away from their like very Filipino sounding roots, and now they're kind of like, you can tell they're kind of just biting Western pop and biting K-pop, which I guess is also just biting Western pop. But I mean, for me, just the novelty of seeing a Filipino act on stage, you know, singing in Tagalog is just, it meant so much to me. Like, I genuinely got emotional watching their performance, especially watching it with my family, seeing how happy they were to see something like that on a global stage. I think it does a lot more good than it did harm, especially since they came with both some new songs that I was a bit indifferent on, but also, you know, they're older, you can almost say classic bangers, and this is one of them. Our next song today is Salamin Salamin by Binny.
Oh, hello there, misterioso. Di prima basa ang iyong tunay na motibo. Ibang pinapagkita, taliwas sa iyong salita. Pero ayaw magduda, baka lang sa simula. Maghihintay na lang na ikay dumaan. Sana ay maiksan ang aking pangungulila. Trapped in this fairy tale, but I don't wanna wake up in this dream, baby.
porque piensas, hey.
Again, that was Salamin Salamin by Beanie. Just like a fun, cute little pop song. And I mean, they don't really make those anymore. But you know, it's okay. Because even though their sound hasn't really gone the way a lot of their fans would wish their song went, the songs are still there. It's not like they disappeared. So they delivered enough bangers for me to be happy. This next artist is probably number one on my realistic live bucket list to see one day, because Frank Ocean isn't exactly realistic in 2026. But they canceled their concert here in Silver Spring for their tour, and they did say they were going to come back, and I'm really hoping they announce whatever that is soon, because I really need to see him live. And to be able to see Dijon live, like even just watching it on from like a high profile production like Coachella, like while maintaining all the raw production and energy that he does, but still being such a high quality recording, was just so special. And then obviously having McGee there just trumps all of that. So this next song is a song that got a pretty amazing live rendition at Coachella. If you haven't heard this song, or if you have heard the song but haven't heard the live rendition at Coachella, I suggest you go check that out. But again, this next song is Talk Down by Dijon.
Look at me so idle. That ain't how you smile. No, I like you when you talk down. Turn the radio down. I like you when you talk down. Turn the radio down. Listen to the band by the band. Honey, I hold your hand. Your eyes are tired. I like you when you talk down. Turn the radio down. I like you when you talk down. Turn the radio down.
Short one again. That was Talk Down by Dijon. Great song. Not really much to say. I mean, I've listened to it probably a million times in my life, and it'll never get old. Especially hearing that live version, it's definitely never going to get old. So we're reaching the end of day one here, and this last artist for day one had just a crazy set. And plus, I mean, she brought out Porter Robinson, and I feel like as an EDM artist, especially the kind that has the influences that Nina Jirachi does, it doesn't really get much better than that. And I mean, announcing that they had a collab and then playing the collab and bringing him out was just nuts. And like, I don't know, I'm excited to see her at Lollapalooza. That's all I'm going to say. So yeah, like I said, this next song is by Nina Jirachi. This one is called Delete. Again, that was Delete by Nina Jirachi. Definitely going to be an album we look back on in the next few years as being, like, really defining for this era because, like, wow, man, if that's not, like, 2020s era EDM perfected, I don't really know what is. And with that, we move on to day two with probably the most played artist on Estil V, like, ever. so far, these past like 15 something episodes. It's Geese. Obviously, it's Geese. I'm literally wearing my Geese shirt right now. I love them so much. And their live performance at Coachella did not disappoint. And again, I'm excited to see them at Lollapalooza. And it's going to be, you're going to notice this pattern a lot. But a lot of the reason I watch Coachella is to mainly scout for the artists that I am going to see in the future, especially at festivals. Like, for example, I'm seeing Pink Panthers next month. And I tuned into her set, and it was great. And you're going to hear some of that later. Anyways, the Geese set was awesome. I mean, I always just wish they played more 3D country and, you know, even some projector stuff. But, like, I understand why they're playing, like, basically only Getting Killed. Because, I mean, it is their, like, by far their most popular album, and it's the newest one. And it's what they're promoting right now. So I just ask for a leg two tour, man. Please. Like, I really need to see you guys again. But, yeah. So this is, like I said, this is going to be the only song I'm going to have a live version for, because they're the only ones who have a good live album out of everyone here so far. So with that, to start off day two of It Still Be Cello, we have 2122 Live by Geese off of their live EP, Alive and In Person.
God of the sun, I'm taking you down on the inside. When the cat Ayuga comes and closes my eyes, or we could die by the equine. Osiris of my life, I'm giving you the runaround. When the Ragnarok comes down and the sun and moon collide, we can make a love in the end time. I'm trying to find the downside. For a place in my life. Looking for a place in my life, motherfucker. Losing all faith in my life. Spinning you round again tonight.
but I'm taking you down on the inside.
Again, that was 2122 live. Crazy, crazy recording. I love the little thing he does like around halfway through. Just so sick. I love what they do as a band, and I'm really excited for wherever their sound goes next, because, I mean, you and I both know it's not going to be anything like what they're making right now. Next up is, like I said, an artist that I will be seeing live next month. We got Pink Panthers, and, I mean, her set was pretty incredible. It was super theatric, and my surprise was she had a lot of guests. I mean, from what I can recall off the top of my head, she had The Dare, she had Thundercat, she had Horse Girl. Like, hello? Like, that's a crazy lineup. But, yeah, I mean, she's been making, like, the best pop music for the better half of a decade now. And, like, I think I've said this before on a previous Estilbe episode, but, like, looking back on this decade, we're definitely going to point at Pink Panthers as being one of, if not the most influential pop artists of this generation. Because, I mean, not just here in America or here in the UK where she's from. I mean, you're not going to get something like NewJeans without Pink Panthers, just straight up. It's just not going to happen. But yeah, enough of my glazing of her. I'm just excited to see her in May. I'm going to hopefully try to get a nice t-shirt. But it's on like that gauntlet day where it's Pink Panthers, Che, Fake Mink, and somebody else all performing on one day, which is nuts. It was Lucy Bedrock. It was Lucy Bedrock's doing Songbird. But like, that's just nuts. That's like my half of my playlist right there. But, I mean, I made my choice, Pink Panthers. I'm going to have a lot of chances to see those other guys in the future. Especially Fake Mink, who I'm going to be seeing in Lollapalooza. And honestly, would have included if his set at Coachella was any good. But again, I digress. We have Romeo by Pink Panthers.
You're my Romeo, and I just changed your name, now it's Romeo. Just add you to my portfolio, despite your biggest efforts to turn me on. You're my Romeo. Radio, you play your favorite songs through your speakerphone, and still I throw you through all your audio, despite my biggest efforts to turn it off. You're my Romeo. Step one, don't let yourself fall in love, 'cause that isn't fun. Step two, I'm Romeo. There's something in the air tonight. You're my Romeo. Everybody loves when I told them so. I feel like it's magic, Romeo. You're all I can imagine. You're my Romeo. Always saying something to throw me off. I feel like it's magic, Romeo. You're all I can imagine. Romeo, rather die than be. It's only you that been enough. On your knees and you're looking up.
Again, that was Romeo by The Pink Panthers. I really hope she doesn't lose her touch. I mean, it's been, you know, 5+ years and she hasn't, so there's nothing to suggest that she'll lose it anytime soon. All right, so wrapping up day two here with the headliner of this day, Justin Bieber. And I mean, as a kid, I wasn't really like an outspoken Justin Bieber hater like a lot of people my age were, but I wasn't exactly like a mega fan either, but I did enjoy his music. And so to me, I feel like I'm qualified to speak on what he chose to have for his performance, being like the whole like YouTube scrolling thing. And honestly, if you ask me, I think it was really poetic and super dope to do something like that. And I mean, I enjoyed it, and like the fans got what they wanted, and it was honestly a really intimate thing, and more intimate than any sort of like theatrical show could have possibly been. And to take a big stage like that and to somehow make it feel so intimate is pretty amazing in and of itself. So personally, I applaud the Biebercella, especially since he brought out my boys. He brought out Dijon and he brought out McGee. And McGee obviously will be present on this next song that we are going to be playing for you guys. To end off day two, which Bieber also ended off day two with, we have the mega banger Daisies by Justin Bieber and McGee.
Like, do you love me or not? Head is spinning and it don't know when to stop. You said forever, babe, did you mean it or not? Hold on, hold on. You leave me on red, babe, but I still get the message. Instead of a line, it's three dots, but I can connect them. And if it ain't right, babe, you know I respect. Time, just take your time. Honey, I get it, I get it, I get it. Way you got me all in my head. Think I'd rather you in my bed. Whatever it is, you know I can take it. I'm counting the days, how many days till I can see you again. Blowing kisses like, will you catch them or not? I'm Cupid with arrows, babe, I'm just shooting my shot.
Again, that was Daisies by Justin Bieber and McGee. Such a great song. And I mean, what else can I say about McGee's guitar that hasn't been said the past couple years already? Like, just so cool. I don't want to say different, because obviously he has a lot of influences that all kind of mixes together. But he definitely makes it his own thing, and it's super, super sick. And so now we're heading into the last day of Coachella, which was just yesterday. I admittedly didn't watch a lot of these sets because I was on the move for a lot of this day, but I did catch some of them, and one of them I'm very, very fortunate that I caught was the Jane Remover set, because my God, she cooked. Like, a lot of the Leroy mixes were nuts, and like, I really wanted to play a Leroy mix, but I honestly don't know if I'm allowed to or not. Like, just full honestly, I don't know if I'm allowed to or not. So I'm just going to stick with a song that she performed at Coachella. Like, at this point, like, it's going to become one of her classics. It's already one of her, like, best, like, songs, one of her most popular songs, one of her most danceable songs. And I feel like it's going to stand the test of time along with the rest of this Revenge Seekers album, because clearly it's just amazing. And I'm really excited to see where she goes next, because, like Geese, we all know it's going to be nothing like what we've heard so far. So this next song is Dancing With Your Eyes Closed by the great Jane Remover. Again, that was Dancing With Your Eyes Closed by Jane Remover. And if you hadn't seen the live version of that at Coachella, go stop and look that up right now, because it is just insane, the energy that she gets from a festival crowd. Speaking of energy, our next song is also from a couple current day indie darlings. We have OK Lou and Underscores. Obviously, OK Lou brought out Underscores for their song Harvest Sky, which is the next song. And I mean, what a moment to have, you know, Okaylee's been in the game for a while, but it's kind of just now getting her flowers, at least amongst, like, mainstream music media. And then, obviously, Underscores is very similar, and she just dropped one of the best albums of the year with You. And so to have that collab come to life at Coachella was pretty special, especially since I'm pretty sure Underscores isn't really booked for any big festivals other than, I want to say, Summer Sonic? The Japanese one? I'm not sure, though. But I'm glad people got to hear the song live. I wish it was me, but, you know, you win some, you lose some. Bottom line is we got great music out of the collab, so can't really complain. But, yeah, this next song, like I said, the second to last song we're going to have today, we have Harvest Sky by Okaylee and Underscores. Again, that was Harvest Sky by Okaylee and Underscores. And wow, I'm making great time right now. I'm like 10 minutes ahead of schedule, or I'm like 5 minutes ahead of schedule, which is good. I get to yap a little bit here at the end, because the last artist for Estilbicella today is Big Bang. And I was really looking forward to this performance. Unfortunately, I fell asleep before they could come on because obviously it's Pacific time. So their 11:30 is our, like, what, 1:30? So I was like, yeah, heck no. Like, I really tried to stay up too, but I couldn't. From what I watched, the performance was good. I liked it just because, I mean, it's going to be Big Bang. I enjoyed it no matter what. But G-Dragon is definitely, like, a shell of his former self. Like, even compared to how he was in Mama, a couple, like, 2 years ago. It's kind of night and day. Like, it really seemed like he's not doing the best. And, I mean, let's just hope he's better for whatever theoretical tour comes next for them. Anyway, yeah, this was a really dope performance. Nice to see them. It was also really cool seeing Daesung do a trot song. Like, I don't know that much about Korean culture, obviously, but I know trot is kind of like their traditional music. So I think it's super cool to see, like, traditional music being performed at the main stage of Coachella to close out a night and to close out the whole festival. Like, that's really sick. And I can't even imagine how that must feel as, like, a Korean person. But yeah, I really, I think next week is going to be a K-pop episode. I kind of want to talk about K-pop just because there's been a lot going on. And I mean, frankly, I'm not the biggest K-pop, like, stan where I know the ins and outs of every single group that I follow. I just like the music, and I would love to be able to talk about it a little bit. So I think, yeah, that's probably what next week entails, and it's going to be a little sneak peek today. Because I'm definitely going to be playing some Big Bang next week, as they're one of my favorite K-pop artists. But yeah, I'm making great time. Wow, I'm just kind of proud of myself. Anyways, yeah, this has been a Still Be for WMUC Digital College Park. I'm your host, Rafael Regalado, and hopefully I'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place. Yeah. So to end out today's episode, we have Bang 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 by Big Bang. Again, this is Still Be signing off.
Bam, bam, bam. 널 데려가지. Hi, this is Keith from Hot Panda. I think I had about a $60,000 a year habit. I put my wife up my nose. I put my house up my nose. I put two Porsches up my nose. And now all I have left is WMUC College.
With one mistake, a flap of the wings, blown out of the water, it changed everything. It kept on spiraling bigger and out of control. And this is worse and worse until it ate me whole. Reduced to a monster, falling down for you. A million nights alone, a lost day without a home. And I tried to wipe your tears, but it's too late, you're caught up in fear. I'm dying for you to be right here. Your paranoia ruined us, it's clear. Open eyes, I could stare at for years. And I could lie, spotlight on the tear. I think you hated me when I said I hated you. I don't think you could change if you tried your hardest. You lived with all the pain, push real ones further still away. Your deep red is stained, weakened on my heartstrings. You can't stop the rain when you made it come your way. You're in my brain now, don't think I could change it. Stuck in bad patterns and I can't even say it. Yeah, I was told a few times and I know it.